Of the Rebbe in volume 6. This is letter number 1541. This is dated on the third day of year in Tavshid Beis, Brooklyn, Shalom Avracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter on the 12th day of Nisan together with the Pidyon Nefesh, which was attached. So I will be reading on the gravesite, holy gravesite, on the tzir of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles, and read it in a auspicious time, in Eis Rotzin, and he will certainly arouse great compassion and mercy on each one and one of all of those that you mention in your letter. This in which you write that you want to correct your paths, and you say that you don't have the power to fast, so look into the Sefer Toldos Maharash, the history of the Rebbe Rav Shmuel on page 72, the expression of the Rebbe Marash, that to fast means not to eat from when the sun sprouts until sunset. That means getting thinner. That's not fasting. Tainis is service, work. 15 minutes, think every day. Take 15 minutes on your own, adaitet nafshe, about yourself. And the Rebbe Rashab, the son, concluded, that way the chassid changed not only in his powers of his soul, but it changed him from one essence to another essence. My father-in-law concluded that from this story, each one can take out that everybody should think 15 minutes a day about themselves, their standing, where and what they are. This is the Breslover called this his boydidus. They go this, his boydidus. But here the Rebbe means self-reflection. But here you see them. So the Rebbe says, according to my view, this is in addition, the above is in addition to the general instruction that a person should not very deeply reflect on his past and his mistakes and what he blemished. Because it seems to me, the Rebbe says, that by you, this is only the advice of your inclination in order to get you down, to get you depressed, and to get you to be down or shchoyda. But you should hold on to the side of simcha, of joy. Ivdus Hashem b'simcha, serve God with joy. There needs to be both matters. You have to serve Hashem like a servant, as explained in the Torah Eresh Parshim Mishpatim, and that also includes the category of an Eved Kenani, that's a non-Jewish slave, which is the idea that, in essence, we say, a slave just doesn't want to do the work for his master. He wants to be free, do whatever he wants. But he has no choice. He has to go and listen to the master. He's still and he serves Hashem, but with joy. So you have both things. On one hand, on one extreme, you don't want to do it, but then you do it, but you do it with simcha. Because just reflect, even very lightly, just simply reflect, even you'll come to recognition how lucky you are and how your lot is so beautiful and great that you merit to be a chassid. So whatever happens with you, you can be assured that the Rebbe is going to place you in the true corner of light. But you have to be strong with your connection by learning Chassidus and in matters of love of that fellow Jew. And the Alter Rebbe already ruled that loving your fellow is a vehicle, that's a pathway to bringing to love Hashem Elokecha. If you want to love God, if you love another fellow Jew. Yeah.